It's Lacey West's wedding day.
The most stressful, exciting day of my life.
And it's the same weekend as the worst day of her life, 1 year ago. Lacey and her mom, Elizabeth, were running from bullets at a country music concert in Las Vegas. The shooter, firing from this angle, an upper floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort, killed 58 and injured more than 800.
We had no clue that it was just an aerial attack, but we were never really out of danger.
Yeah, we had the tattoos put on our forearms where we had linked arms when we ran through the venue, so this is where we linked arms. So that's why the tattoos are where they're at.
Just remember to smile and enjoy that moment.
But a year later, Lacey and Josh are creating joyful memories to replace her nightmare.
It just touches my heart because it was such a difficult time for us to go through.
Having my anniversary be the memory every year leading into October 1st will just be the reminder of how my life changed so much from that event that it led me to my happiness.
Lacey and Elizabeth have changed. So has the city.
For gamblers and tourists, the Las Vegas Strip may look the same, but security experts say it's what you don't see that keeps you safe.
There's a lot of security that's not in security uniforms.
We took David Shepard on a ride down the Strip to point out safety updates. Before starting his own firm, he headed the security at the Venetian, the world's second biggest hotel and casino.
See that little white thing? That's a camera. The only place you don't have cameras is bathrooms.
Shepard says some hotels have installed sensors that alarm if someone breaks a window, like Stephen Paddock did for his shooting perch. Mandalay Bay has renumbered its floors to eliminate Paddock's 32nd floor, and his suite will never be rented to tourists. Sidewalks are lined with barriers to prevent vehicles from ramming into crowds. Restaurants also felt the pain. Ricky and Jen Ruff serve up Filipino food in the shadow of the Mandalay.
Business here dropped probably around 20%. And it dropped because people were just went in the morning.
The same with James Ramos's real estate deal.
It drastically affected the tourism that was coming into town.
But both businesses have since rebounded. The 58 crosses have moved from the grass at the beginning of the Strip to a spot next to 58 portraits of the victims, each painted by a different artist. Both memorials are breathtaking in magnitude, in a city still working to heal and find hope.
I will stand by your side.
A year after the tragedy. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Las Vegas, Nevada.